Hi, this is Tyler Cowan, and I'd like to offer just a few remarks about Mexico's importance as an open economy. Of the major OECD economies, Mexico, by some measures, is clearly the most open. For instance, the sum of exports and imports as a percentage of GDP is for Mexico about 58.6%. Just to put that in context, the same number for China would be about 47%, which is still high, but not nearly as high as Mexico. For the United States, it would be only about 21%. The United States is a more closed economy. A striking comparison is that between Mexico and Brazil, which in some ways are broadly similar nations. Well, for Mexico, it's over 58%, but for Brazil, that sum of exports and imports is really quite small. It comes in at about 18%. And that's one big problem with the Brazilian economy. It's not nearly open enough. Mexico's openness is also now remarkably diversified, and it comes from a number of different manufacturing and also agricultural strengths. To look back in the past, in 1980, oil was about 71% of total Mexican exports, and today it's much lower. It's at about 13.8%, and that is reflecting both some problems with some oil fields in Mexico, but also the general growth of a diversified base of exports. What does this all mean? Well, for one thing, it's a symptom of Mexico having, in a lot of sectors, fairly high productivity. For instance, when it comes to automobiles, Mexico is currently ranked number 4 behind Germany, Japan, and South Korea, and there's actually a good chance it's headed for number 3. But it's not just that high productivity causes exports. Having a lot of exports also over time helps a nation's productivity, because to succeed in international markets, those markets are really quite unforgiving. You can't rely upon favors from your domestic government. International consumers will buy the best products for the best prices, and being subject to that discipline on an ongoing basis really does tend to boost productivity in those nations which can manage it. That, of course, is good news for Mexico. One downside of being a very open economy is simply high volatility. That is, a lot of the goods and services involved in international trade have more volatile markets than other goods, and especially what I have in mind here are durable goods more so than agriculture. So take, for instance, automobiles. When there's an economic downturn, one of the things consumers do is they postpone purchases of new automobiles. So countries which are fairly open to international trade and rely on exports, they very often have, for this reason, more volatile economies. There's an interesting study by Jonathan Eaton called Trade in the Global Recession, and this looks at 2008-2009, and he found that global trade fell about 30% relative to GDP during the Great Recession. That is, trade was especially volatile. This is a very big reason why Mexico had some serious economic problems during these years, even though the Great Recession did not, in its origins, have very much to do with Mexico at all. To understand Mexico today, we increasingly have to turn to theories of open economies, because Mexico is increasingly open, and this is mostly for the better. For some background information on this development, there's a very good piece by Adam Thompson called Open Economy Brings Rewards.